You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on Casey 107.7.
Jy kyk saam met my, Michelle, hier by Casey en at work. Hier op Vatten Vrijdag tot en met 12 uur vandag. Maar nou is op die lijn, het ek vir Andrea Rutsch. En hy is die founder en CEO at the Rich Trust Youth Development. Good morning, Andrew, and how are you doing on this beautiful Friday morning?
Good morning, Michelle. I'm doing very well. And how are you?
No, it's good. When it's a weekend, it's always good. But it's an honor to have you on the line this morning. So I want to ask you, Move Up. Tell us a little bit more about Move Up and how it works.
Sure thing. Thanks, Michelle. So Move Up has been designed to essentially help people who have finished school transition into the workspace. What we aim to do is make it, first of all, it's free to access. And we make the process of, for example, creating your first CV as easy and as fun as possible.
And the features of Move Up, if you can explain that to the listeners.
Sure. We tend to think about it in three areas. One is how to create a really professional-looking CV that brings out your strengths. The next one is a range of online courses that you can do that you can that can help sort of prepare you for different work environments. And then the final one is the ability to look for opportunities. So the examples of jobs that are currently available, and you can access those on the Move Up platform. And Move Up is accessible. There's a free zero-rated website. It's called moveup.mobi. And you can also find us on Facebook, and there's also a WhatsApp line that you could use.
Andrew, what advice would you give a young person now looking for work, but they are hesitant to start due to the challenges and the uncertainties?
Yeah, look, it's a difficult thing to do. And the hardest, you know, there's that old expression, the hardest thing is taking the first step. I have a couple of bits of advice, one of which is to think about what parts of the economy are likely to grow and keep growing into the future. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples. One is tourism and hospitality. More and more people are visiting South Africa and staying in hotels, guest houses, going to restaurants, going on things like tours. So think about opportunities there in the tourism and hospitality area. As we all know, we're doing more and more online shopping now, so there's a lot happening in the logistics space. I think we all have seen countless delivery drivers, but it's not just about delivery drivers. There's lots of other components that come into the logistics space. The other thing that's not going away is things like mobile phones and the internet. Mm. So installing fiber, being involved in either on the hardware side, so with things like fiber, or even on the software side, that's a constantly growing space. And then the final one, even though we're not having load shedding at the moment, and long may that last, the solar space is definitely still a big growth area. The cost of energy is just going to keep going up and up, and more people will be looking at how they can shift away, not necessarily completely away from Eskom, but how do they partially subsidize their electricity with things like solar.
Andrew, what inspired the creation of Move Up, and what gap in the market does it aim to address?
I think the first thing that inspired it was some research a while ago that showed that looking for work is costing people money. So often people don't have a lot of money and they're looking for work, but it's an expensive exercise. So they're actually going backwards in a sense. And one of the things that was costing money was creating a CV, typically going, for example, to an internet cafe, sitting there for a few hours, typing out your CV on Word, and it didn't even look very good. Yeah. So we've completely taken away that pain point and that expense by creating a free CV builder. The other thing is that the hard reality is that school doesn't necessarily prepare you for work. And so many learners leave school and they haven't necessarily got good work experience. And they don't necessarily know what certain jobs entail. So the platform provides a lot of that type of insight. It's like, what does a day of work look like for a certain profession?
Yes.
What are the courses you can do to give you a little bit of background as to what that job entails? And then the other thing is, how do you find the opportunities that are out there? So we obviously help to try and link applicants with job opportunities.
Looking ahead, what are your future goals for Move Up, and how do you see it evolving in the next 5 years, Andrew?
That's such a good question, because it's really hard to look into the future.
Yeah.
One of the projects that we're particularly excited about at the moment is a solar challenge. So we're encouraging people to complete our solar courses and then do an energy assessment of the school, either the school they're at or the school that they recently left. What's in it for them is, first of all, gaining some experience in the solar space, but you can win a 25,000 Rand bursary for yourself,
sure,
as well as a solar system for your school.
Sure.
So those are pretty cool incentives to get out there and work on some solar-related stuff in the short term. In the sort of medium term, what we're really excited about is virtual work experiences.
Yeah.
So creating so it's not a real work experience, but it's something that sort of copies what a work experience would be like. So it's done in a virtual space with avatars, but essentially you are involved in like the daily planning, and you're given tasks to do, and you're measured on your ability to do those tasks.
Yes.
And that, for a first-time job seeker, is a really cool thing to have done, because it gives you a great opportunity to differentiate yourself from other people who don't have any work experience.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about the development of that virtual work experience, although we're not quite ready to launch it, but it'll be soon.
Andrew, just lastly, tell me, where can the people get hold of you if they want to now join or start with these, join Move Up or start with these courses? Where can they reach you, contact you?
So the easiest way to reach us is on Facebook. So just look, search for Move Up, and you'll find us there. If you want to go directly to our website, it's moveup.mobi.
Moveup.mobi. So that will be the easiest to go there.
Yes.
I thank you very much. Any last thing that you want to put out there that you want the listeners to hear?
Well, one of the things that I always encourage young people to do is actually think about the work or the job application process backwards.
Yeah.
Think about it from the perspective of the person who's making a decision. They're likely to get hundreds of people, if not thousands of people, applying for a job.
Yes.
So you need to make sure that when you send through your CV and your cover letter, that there are no mistakes. It's as neat and clean as possible.
Yeah.
And also think about how you differentiate yourself. So you might not have work experience, but any other kind of experience is still going to count in your favor. So think about volunteering at a local organization. For example, you could go to the local library and assist there. You could go to animal welfare and offer to do some volunteering there. You can help read to children. There's lots of little things you can do that will still stand out on your CV and help differentiate you from the rest of the people applying.
Absolutely. I mean, nowadays you don't. A lot of people ask experience. And as you said, go volunteer somewhere and get that experience.
Exactly. And the other thing to do is just think about doing micro tasks. And whenever you do something, think about writing down what you've done and the process you followed.
Yeah.
You will learn through that. But you can also demonstrate that on your CV to say, look, I've done the following thing, even if it's, for example, building a wall around your property. Just show the process you went through, the planning, the purchasing of the materials, the labor that went into it. All of that is showing, giving a potential employer an example of how proactive you are and how kind of independent you are.
Andrew, I thank you very much for your time and the knowledge you shared with us this morning. And may 2025 just be very good for all of you. And yeah, if anybody wants to my contact, you can also send me a WhatsApp 082-414-1077. I'll give you the details of Move Up. So you were talking to Andrew Raj, founder and CEO at the Rich Trust Youth Development. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
You must have a great day and enjoy your weekend. We talk to you again. Bye.
You too. All the best.
Bye.
Casey at work on Casey 107.7.